White Sox Director of Public Relations, Sheena Quinn, on the line with us. Sheena, I am just wearing all my White Sox memorabilia. I have my hoodie on, my baseball cap. Let's go White Sox. How are you?
Yeah, thanks, you guys. Thanks for having us. Happy home opener.
How about it? It's pretty exciting for the home opener. What season is this with you as Director of Public Relations for the Chicago White Sox?
This is actually my fourth opening day. So I think my first one here was actually, it was actually snowing, like big globs of snowflakes, but we still got the game in. So I'm looking forward to seeing the sunshine today.
Was this your coldest opening day?
This morning felt like it was the coldest, but the sun feels pretty good, so I'm not complaining.
Now, what do you, I know this is probably a stupid question, but you're Director of Public Relations. What is it exactly that you do for the White Sox?
I feel like I have the best job in the world because nobody knows exactly what I do.
It's in the job description.
You know, all the stuff that I handle is all the off-the-field stuff. So everything that, you know, we're working really closely with our partners over in the Community Relations Department and White Sox Charities. So anytime players go out into the community, we're working with them to make sure that causes that are really near and dear to them are being told through the media as well. And, you know, I get to do all the really fun stuff, too, like Dog Day, any really cool promotions that we have coming up.
I have a new puppy, so I'm coming to Dog Day in the park this year. I'm going to do it.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, we have, it's, Dog Day is the best. It's like one of the favorites for all the fans. So, like, it starts off with that really great dog parade, so I hope you're going to be joining us for that because it's like the cutest. And even the guys in the clubhouse get really excited about it, too, because everybody's got their own furry pets at home.
And I'm married to a Star Wars fan, so I know you have Star Wars days as well with a big parade with Darth Vader leading it.
Yeah, of course. Like, Star Wars Day and Elvis Night are always really, really popular ones for us. And, like, personally for me, last year I geeked out over Game of Thrones Night, which is coming back this season as well. So, I mean, I got my picture on the Iron Throne last year, and I was really, really loving that. It was really cool. So I'm excited to see that one come back to Guaranteed Rate Field, too.
Sheena, Star Wars Day isn't natural because Darth Vader pretty much wears the White Sox colors on a daily basis. You can't go wrong there.
Exactly. Yeah, he does. He does. So, you know, we love having him here leading that parade, too.
Yeah. Who decides? You know, the White Sox have a very young team this year. So talk about the decision process of how you market certain players. How do you know when a player is hot enough and savvy enough to handle an assignment where you're putting him out there maybe advertising products or getting his name on billboards for whatever reason?
Or on the Jimmy Kimmel show.
Yeah.
Or Jimmy Fallon show, excuse me.
Yeah,
so the Jimmy Fallon one was a really fun one a couple years ago when Jose Quintana was with the team, and we actually took him out there after it came out in like a media interview that he had actually learned English from watching Jimmy Fallon movies. So those are the things that I really kind of deal with. It's when something kind of naturally comes out in a media story, and we find really fun ways to kind of to share it with the public and fans. So, you know, marketing-wise, I kind of leave those bigger decisions up to Brooks Boyer, who I think you guys are probably talking to a little bit later. But, you know, this particular team, we've got such a great group of guys who are all really, like, they're just bonding really well. I mean, I think if you follow any of them on social media, you'll see that they're all full of, like, different personalities and, but, like, giving each other, you know, a hard time, but also in a really fun and, like, loving way. So it's really, really cool to see them all kind of come together and become not only just friends, but really, really strong teammates. So you can just see the future is really bright with them.
And that's the thing. I mean, I've been a Sox fan my whole life, and I was happy for the Cubs last year, or 2 years ago. I really was.
You were happier for them last year.
Yes, I was, because I didn't want to repeat. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
But, you know, in a weird way, you know, when the White Sox won the World Series in 2005, you had your characters. You had your A.J. Pierzynski, your Aaron Rowan, your Joe Creedy, Scotty Potts, Paul Konerko. You had these people that people could relate to. I think we're going to have that again. We're going to have personalities this year, aren't we?
Oh, for sure. I mean, some of the guys that, you know, are in our clubhouse right now, I mean, just Tim Anderson, for example. I mean, we've worked with him so closely over the last year to develop a program called League of Leaders, which is really near and dear to him. It's one that really just started after he lost his best friend to a really tragic incident involving gun violence, and he wanted to do something to do something in his memory, in his name, in his legacy, but also making a difference. Tim and Bria, Tim's wife, have been such incredible ambassadors for just leading that cause, and it's something that they're really, really, truly passionate about. You know, Tim's got really big plans to carry it out throughout the season. I think at the end of last season, even in his hometown, he was carrying it back there with giving out free haircuts for kids going back to school. So, I mean, it's just little things like that where, you know, we've got really, really incredible guys who are, you know, everything from, like, caring about the community to, you know, Lucas Giolito, who's, like, a huge video gamer. Like, the guy is so smart that he could put together computers on his own if he wasn't playing baseball. It's just the amount of personalities that, you know, away from the field that you're seeing, it makes it really, really fun for fans to follow along and really hear from them.
You know, you mentioned a baseball player being good at video games. I mean, Bill, you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
And it's like these are kids.
They
these are
kids.
Young guys.
Absolutely.
Playing baseball.
Yep. So true. Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I think that's the best part about it. There's just so much energy, and they're all really young guys who are just fired up to get out there, you know, and play for all the outs in the game.
Yep. Yep. Sheena, talk about this. In the past, the White Sox have been great at coming up with marketing campaign catchphrases. Good Guys Wear Black is one of the best in baseball history. The kids can play a couple of years ago. What is this year's campaign catchphrase for the White Sox?
You know, I think we're just focusing on the message that Ricky Renteria is setting out for not only the clubhouse but the entire organization, and it's really been centered around the message that we hear Ricky talking about, which is Ricky's boys don't quit, right? We're going to go all in, and that goes from everybody within the organization to the players in the clubhouse. We're going to go out there, work hard for our fans, and give it everything that we got all year long, all season long. So, I mean, I think you can't find a better message than that.
How about this one? Renteria, buy a really good time. You can have that. That's my gift to you. You're welcome.
That's, you know what? That's a really great idea. I'll take that one.
You're welcome.
To the marketing group and see how they like that. Let's see, and we'll give you credit.
Just wait for a standing ovation, Sheena. That's what you're going to get with that.
You mentioned Brooks Boyer earlier. I saw him on with Anna Balaval. How do you say her name again?
La 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 la.
Brooks was on with Anna Balaval this morning on WGN TV News, and that little lounge area where you can go in, it's all about social media and recharging your phone. Boy, how cool is that?
Yeah, you guys, that's going to be one for fans that they have to do this year. So the Revolution Brewing Sox Social Tap Room, that's one that has some really, really cool visuals for Sox selfies. So you can go in there. There's this really amazing turf wall that has the Sox logo in there that, you know, it's perfect for Instagram, Twitter, all of those great things that people are on. And then also you can go in there and get a beer, some food. They're going to have a great rotating menu in there of different food items that you can get at the ballpark. And then not to mention that, like on a day like today, you'll want to jump in there because it's warm. It's indoors. So it's
exactly
right in our, there's a staircase from our 100 level that leads right up to it. So you won't want to miss it. They're going to be doing things all season long that have, they're related to theme nights. They're driven on social media. People can check in through the ballpark app and get some prizes and discounts. So there's a lot of different things happening in there. You're definitely going to want to check it out every time you come to the ballpark. And then on top of that, we introduced this year this really, really cool virtual reality batting cage that's over at the depot at Gate 5. So, like, people literally can go in there, put on the virtual reality mask, and pick up a bat. And these sensors put you right in at home plate, a guaranteed rate field, in a home run derby style kind of challenge simulation. So people can
now do that.
That sounds so cool.
It's really cool, but it's really hard to do.
Yeah, but at least you can't get hit by the ball, because that's what my fear is.
Sheena, I give you guys such high marks for realizing that the experience is a family experience. The White Sox are the best, I think, in all of baseball, of realizing, bring your family, come on out as a family and enjoy a game. You do it so well.
And the fundamentals are perfect for bringing the kids. Our kids have gone through all that running up against Scotty Podsednik and all that stuff. Really family fun.
It's actually changed this year, so you'll have to bring the kids up to check it out. It's actually called now this year the Xfinity Kids Zone, and we've updated some of the activities up there. So now you can race against Tim Anderson and measure up with Frank Thomas. So there are some really, really fun activities. Still a lot of the same things with the Bull Sox Academy up there teaching like the basics, but it's such a great spot for kids to run around, see Southpaw, and take photos.
I love Southpaw. Yeah. Our buddy.
Wendy really loves him, Sheena. It's almost unnatural. I don't want to talk about it.
Southpaw.
Sheena, it was so nice to talk to you, and we at WGN are so excited about this partnership of our station and your baseball team. We're hoping for nothing but the best in the future.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.